My week is currently one giant tab pile, Echo, and the guilty tab is that question we got about synthetic validation. We keep saying synthetic data, like everyone secretly knows what that means. I do not think we have earned that shortcut.
No, we have absolutely been doing the elevator shaft thing with it. So fine. Ground floor. Synthetic data generation for validation is making artificial test cases so you can check a model when real test cases are too scarce, costly, or risky.
The clean picture for me is a flight simulator. You do not crash a real plane 1,000 times to see whether the pilot notices engine failure. You build a fake sky, fake weather, fake emergencies, then you see what breaks.
That analogy carries most of the episode, honestly. The fake sky is only useful if failures inside it teach you something about flying outside it. Synthetic validation is the same bet. Can we manufacture examples that behave enough like the real world to expose model failures before deployment?
Right.
Tiny prerequisite stop. We did train test split in episode 743, but the one-line version is you train on one pile of data and evaluate on a separate pile, so you are not grading memorization. And we did model generalization in episode 750, which is just whether the model works on new cases, not only the cases it saw before.
So validation is the checking pile, not the teaching pile. Or at least, it should not secretly become the teaching pile, because then your exam has answer notes written in the margin.
Exactly. And synthetic validation starts when the real checking pile is too small or too narrow. Say you have 200 real medical scans. That might be enough to begin, but not enough to cover rare variants, scanner differences, weird angles, and messy edge cases.
This is where the product part gets very real. A team does not just need a model that looks good in a notebook. They need some reason to believe the thing survives contact with hospitals, roads, fraud patterns, or whatever domain has sharp edges.
The gap is scale plus diversity. Real-world validation wants many situations, including boring common cases and rare nasty ones. But collecting ground truth, meaning the known correct answer, can be slow, expensive, or impossible to create on demand.
Okay, yes, and that is why the simulator picture helps. You are not saying the fake storm is the weather. You are saying, can I test the instrument panel under controlled weirdness before I trust it in actual weather?
Good. Now the mechanism. You need a generator. That can be a rule-based simulator, like a traffic world, with cars and pedestrians. Or it can be a learned generative model that studies real examples and makes new ones with similar structure.
And the moment you say generator, people picture one magic AI blob producing infinite perfect data, which is usually where I start backing away slowly.
Correct instinct. Different generators buy different things. A physics simulator gives control because you can dial in fog, speed, distance, or lighting. A learned image generator may give more realistic texture, but less certainty about whether it preserved the important clinical or physical details.
So when the simulator creates the test case, does it also create the answer key?
Sure. That is one of the big reasons people care. In a driving simulator, the system knows where every lane, car, sign, and pedestrian is. In a synthetic medical image setup, the generator may know the lesion boundary or disease category it was asked to create.
The fake world hands you the manifest. Very polite of the fake world. Honestly, more organized than most real datasets we have met.
Stop it. But yes, automatic labels matter. Manual labeling is often the bottleneck. Synthetic examples can come labeled by construction, which makes them useful for stress testing specific behaviors, without paying humans to annotate every pixel or every event.
Okay, name the generator families without turning this into a haunted glossary. I can feel the acronyms lining up outside the door.
AGAN, or Generative Adversarial Network, trains a generator against a critic that tries to spot fakes. A VAE, or Variational Autoencoder, compresses data into a smaller hidden representation, then reconstructs new samples from that space. A diffusion model starts with noise and learns to gradually turn it into structured data, like an image.
Oh, interesting.
And you do not always need the fanciest one. If the thing you need to validate is whether a form parser handles missing fields, procedural rules may beat photorealism. If the thing is radiology image texture, realism matters more, so learned image generation becomes more relevant.
That is the fidelity versus cost trade-off. A perfect fake hospital scan would be amazing, but expensive and maybe impossible. A cheaper synthetic scan might still be useful if it tests the exact failure you care about.
Yes, but this is where I get annoying in my assigned role as damp blanket. Synthetic data can make a model look validated, when really, it has only learned the simulator's quirks. That gap between the fake distribution and the real distribution is domain shift.
And now we are back in episode 833 territory. Construct validity. We did the full overview there, but quick version. Does the measurement actually measure the thing it claims to measure? This is that fight with a fake mustache.
Yeah, and the tension is still live. The convergent evidence camp wants multiple checks that synthetic and real data move together. The outcome evidence camp asks whether passing the synthetic test predicts real user-relevant outcomes. Synthetic validation needs both when stakes are high.
I am picturing the eval dashboard from episode 833 wearing a tiny pilot hat now. It is saying, I am consistent, therefore I can fly.
No way.
I know. Back to the plane. The dashboard being consistent is not enough if the simulator forgot crosswinds exist.
Exactly. So you compare distributions, run holdout tests on real data, and look at downstream transfer. If a model tuned or selected using synthetic cases improves on real held-out cases, that is evidence. Not proof from heaven. Evidence.
The real examples make this less abstract. Waymo talked about nearly 200 million fully autonomous public road miles by early 2026. But simulation is still central because road miles alone cannot give you every rare combination safely.
Mm-hmm. And in vision research, people have used synthetic driving datasets like GTA 5 and Cynthia for semantic segmentation, which means labeling each pixel as road, car, building, sky, and so on. The synthetic world gives you pixel labels for free.
The agent examples we looked at fit too. Beacon was basically asking when visual reasoning agents should look closer or act. Trace turned recurring agent failures into synthetic RL environments, and RL means reinforcement learning, where the system learns from rewards and penalties.
That is a nice bridge, because synthetic validation and synthetic training can blur. If you generate cases to expose failures, then train on those failures, you have moved from exam design into curriculum design. Useful, but now contamination risk goes up.
So how do you keep the exam from becoming the homework packet? Because that feels like the failure mode you warned about with agents grading themselves.
You preserve real holdout data that the generator and model selection loop do not touch. You also separate synthetic stress tests by purpose. Some are for debugging. Some are for model selection. Some are final checks. Mixing those carelessly makes the score look cleaner than the system is.
Okay, but when is synthetic validation enough? Like if I am shipping a low-risk internal tool, I might accept a fake data-heavy eval. If I am near medical imaging or autonomous driving, no chance that is the whole story.
That is the right split. In high-stakes settings, synthetic data is usually part of a validation battery. You check image quality, privacy, clinical relevance, similarity to real distributions, and whether conclusions transfer to real cases. The fake world earns trust by being audited.
And privacy is part of why medical imaging keeps coming up. Real patient data is sensitive and hard to share. Synthetic images can help research move, but only if you check they are not just memorized real scans wearing sunglasses.
Right. Synthetic does not automatically mean private. If a generator reproduces real records too closely, that is a problem. The useful version captures shape, variance, and correlations from real data without leaking specific people or smoothing away the rare patterns clinicians care about.
This is why I get product optimistic about it cautiously. Not because fake data is magic, because it gives teams a way to ask sharper pre-deployment questions. Show me the rare case, the broken lighting, the weird scanner, the agent loop that fails twice.
Where it stands now, this is still live practice, not some old trick that got replaced. The newer attention goes to diffusion models, world models, and agent environments, but the underlying move is the same flight simulator move. Generate controlled cases, test behavior, compare against reality.
So, the one thing I want to keep is, synthetic validation is not trusting fake data. It is using a fake world to find real uncertainty, then checking whether that uncertainty survives contact with real evidence.
Fair.
Good. Episode 835, we finally inspected the fake sky. Echo, please do not certify my pilot had dashboard.